Are you looking for your next opportunity in the workforce? Look no further. UPS Jobs Kentucky is now hiring at upsjobsky.com. Right now, we are offering up to $18.50 an hour. You may even be eligible for a program that helps you graduate college completely debt-free and could also include a $325 a month living allowance paid directly to you. Follow us at UPS Jobs Kentucky and apply today at upsjobsky.com.
There's nothing more important than a child's health. That's why Body Armor Sports Drink is proud to partner with Walmart and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, raising funds for 156 children hospitals across the U.S. Children's hospitals are on the front lines when it comes to protecting the health of our future generations, but they are not alone. Please join Body Armor Sports Drink to support the cause. Together, when we change kids' health, we change the future. Go to childrensmiraclenetworkhospitals.org to donate and learn more. That's childrensmiraclenetworkhospitals.org.
GE Appliances is hiring full-time for all shifts. Join our manufacturing team and make up to $660 per week. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com. Make a difference. Make it at GE Appliance Park.
Head over to the GE Appliances Podcast Center on ESPNLouisville.com. Get ready for Stockton Mortgage Sports Talk with Dan Issel and Mike Pratt on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now here's Dan and Mike.
And welcome back to Sports Talk with Mike Pratt and Dan Issel on ESPN Louisville. Like so many of my friends, you may be searching for your dream home, but be sure you get the best mortgage for that home. The folks at Stockton Mortgage are the best at helping people find a complete financing option that works for them. So don't wait. Get started with our favorite home loan folks at Stockton.com. That's Stockton.com, NMLS number 8259, Equal Housing Lender.
And good news for former teammate and friend of the show, Kenny Anderson.
Great? Yeah, I just saw Kenny last week when we were up in Batavia at the golf tournament that raises money for the Batavia basketball team, and that's great. I mean, he belongs in the Hall of Fame. Now, I might be a little biased since I've known him since I was in the sixth grade, but he had an unbelievable career. But he will be one of the four Bengals that will be inducted into the I guess, do they call it the Ring of Fame or the Hall of Fame or
Ring of Fame?
Ring of
Honor, Ring of Honor class.
Paul Brown, Ken Riley, and
Anthony Munoz.
That's a pretty strong group.
Yeah,
and Kenny Anderson. Yeah,
very nice, very nice. Congratulations, Kenny.
Absolutely, and hopefully that the next step would be what you're talking about, the NFL Hall of Fame.
I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're efforting Kyle Tucker at this point. There's a lot going on in the world of recruiting. And did you see they were at the Peach Jam, which is one of the final steps of recruiting, and COVID hit, wiped out a bunch of people. And
I didn't see that. I knew the Peach Jam was coming up.
It's wrapping up, and Kyle follows that, and he's been to it many, many times over the years. So we wanted to talk to him about that and haven't been able to find effort. We are efforting. Him, okay.
Yeah.
So Roger Hardin, our last guest, was talking about the Cardinals.
You know, I wish Roger would have come out of his shell a little bit. He's a little timid, a little shy, but maybe next time we can get him to talk some.
He wanted to tell all kinds of stories, I think, and he's got them too, you know. And I knew his dad. His dad was an executive with Converse. Now, what I didn't know, and I found out from Roger, was his dad played at IU. I didn't know that.
And coached at DU.
I knew he coached. Yeah. And I didn't know he played at IU.
Hmm.
And his son played at Kentucky.
And his mom went to Purdue.
And his one brother has a funny story about Monty Tau. That was a funny, because we both know Monty. And that was
and we both know what Monty was doing at that age.
I have his number someplace. I'd like to track
him. Oh, we need to get Monty on then.
Last I knew of Monty was he was coaching a high school team outside of Jacksonville. And that's the last I have to go through all my information.
Well, he kind of made the rounds in college. He was at Florida, right?
Yep.
for a number of years. He was an assistant coach at Florida.
I gave or I didn't give, but I got Monty his first broadcasting job, and that's another story. And we're still efforting. That's okay. He may have become busy, and we'll get him back on, but. Monty was with Carl Scheer, just kind of hanging out in Charlotte with David Thompson, just kind of hanging out. So Gene went down, Little's on the bench, and he asked me to go down with him. I was doing the TV and the college scouting, so I did. So I left the TV slot open, and the play-by-play guy was Teddy Robinson, and Teddy has done the U.S. Open and the Giants and the Twins. I mean, guy's terrific. And I did some NCAA games with him is how I met him. So Carl asked me, you know, do you know anybody can take the TV job? And it was 32 games. It was a nice gig. And I said, well, what about Monty? And he goes, well, yeah, you know, because the connections, yep. Right? And he said, let me ask Monty. I said, yeah, Monty will do a great job. People know who he is, played at NC State, yada, yada. So Monty takes the job. So that Carl called that afternoon. Monty takes the job, calls me in the morning. He said, hey, I've never done television. Will you help me? He said, well, I said, yeah, let's talk about it. And he struggled at first, and he was funny when he was struggling. But he got it down by the end. I mean, he did probably.
Well, it's not brain surgery.
No. But some people, when that little red light comes on, Dan, you know, you've done it. You're looking at that camera, and that light is on, and you know that it's time to play. And sometimes, man, the words get stuck, or you get a little confused. I mean, oh, man. I used to – I had a partner the first year, Gary Sparber. Gary was a good play-by-play guy, and he did the play-by-play, and I did the color. So Gary was a nervous Nelly. I mean
– No way.
Oh, yeah. I'm like you. It's not brain surgery. So I had all my stuff lined up, and I would have looked at it and put my thought process, the flow that I wanted.
That's the whole key. Yeah. I mean, you can't go up there and you know, fake it. If you want to do a good job, you've got to do your homework. But it would take – how long did you prep? It'd take me 2 or 3 hours every game.
Yeah.
But then, as you said, you knew your stuff, and it was a piece of cake after that.
You had a flow with it, so I felt very confident. So I would be out there on the floor or in front of the broadcast part, and I would look around at the fans, you know, look at the different, you know, there's all kinds of crazy people at games, right? I'm looking around.
Cheerleaders,
all of them. And so Gary would get nervous, and I knew what his nervousness was. I mean, this guy was good. He was good, but he was nervous Nelly. And he had done some college work, and he interviewed for the Hornets, and I think he knew somebody, but he was good. So after about 15 games, I noticed how nervous he was, so I figured I'd have to get him relaxed.
Calm him down a little bit.
So what I would do is, standing up before the red light came on,
right,
I'd say, Gary, look at that baby doll over there in the corner. I said, look at that. Or look at something over. Look at this goofball over here, right? And Gary later on told me, after about two times doing it, you can't do that to me. That just breaks my train of thought up. And I said, I'm trying to get you to relax, man. I'm trying to get you to relax. But I used to mess with him all the time. Yeah, look at over there in the corner.
How many games did you win that first year?
16.
Yeah.
And that's tough.
When your team stinks, it's tough to do. The 2 years I did it with the Nuggets, we won 20 and 24 games. We had the worst record in the NBA the 2 years I was there. But I told you this story off the air the other day. I did the games with a guy named Eddie Doucette.
Yeah.
Now, Eddie Doucette is a terrific broadcaster. But Eddie Doucette did that championship, the Milwaukee championship year that Kareem and Oscar were there. He did the TV on for Milwaukee. In fact, Eddie is the one who came up with the term the sky hook for Kareem, and Eddie did a number of NBA teams, but he had a son that had a medical condition. And he had to get to a warm, dry climate. So they moved to Southern California, and the closest job he could get was with the Nuggets. And Eddie like to talk. And the first time we met, he handed me a tape. And he had been he had come from Indianapolis. He had been doing the Pacers game. And Slick Leonard, the former coach, was his color guy. And he said, here, take this tape, and you'll get a feel for the way I like to work. I went home, and I put that tape in, and Slick Leonard said about three words the entire broadcast. Eddie called the TV games like you did if you were doing radio play-by-play. I told Sherry, I think I'm in big trouble here. But
well, that was easy money then.
Yeah, but he was much better. I found out later it wasn't because he wouldn't let Slick talk. It was because Slick didn't have any interest in talking. So that's why he didn't say very much, but except for the record, I really enjoyed my 2 years doing the color for the Nuggets.
Carl, when we got together and for the first year, he was Carl Scheer, general manager, mm-hmm. your general manager
from
in Denver.
Yep.
And he was the first GM at with the Hornets. He told Gary and I that we had to be positive. We had to say positive things.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to that speech, and we went over a lot of – it was a semi-production meeting. So on the way out, I said, Carl, we need to talk. And we hadn't played a game yet. I said, Carl, look, do you know how bad this team's going to be? I've been watching them in preseason, and I said, Carl, I mean, it's going to be hard to say things, you know, I mean, good about this team. And, you know, Rex was our best player. He was our first pick in the history of the Hornets.
Rex
and then
Chapman.
And then Del Curry shot the ball. I mean, he was terrific that way. But, I mean, we were slim on talent. And Carl always would say, got to be positive.
Well, number one, you have to realize who's writing your check. You know, you don't want sit there and hammer them and hammer them. But I always thought, you know, you can't wreck your credibility. I mean, you can't sit there and say, gee, aren't these guys great when they stink? I mean, that's a reflection on you. But there's ways, you know, you can say they stink in a lot milder manner. So that's what I always tried to do was, you know, not hurt my reputation or my credibility, but not just hammer them all the time either.
So the second year, Gary doesn't want to come back. He's so nervous. He quits like 2 days before the game. He quits.
I can't believe a play-by-play guy is
nervous.
That nervous.
I told you the one story about the last game in Boston Garden. But so Teddy Robinson comes on board, and he's a pro's pro. And so all of a sudden, Carl or somebody decides that we're going to take live questions in our post game, and I would go to the corner of the floor after the game, and Teddy would take the call and then throw it to me, and I would answer the question. So we did that for two games, and damn, we were so bad, even in the second year.
How bad were you?
Oh, all we got was negative calls. They stopped that, thank goodness. I'm standing all by myself, and the arena's, you know, it's dwindling. The crowd is dwindling, to say the least. And I got to stand there on camera and take
and answer,
this call.
And answer
the guy
question.
Calls up. He says, yeah, that guy, Del Curry, you know, he can't blah, 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 blah. And you could tell by the look of my face, I was not happy. And I couldn't say anything positive. So they stopped that, man.
It lasted two games.
Yeah, yeah. The last game we did it was in Philly. I remember it. Barkley was playing with Philly. And that's the last game. Guys used to love to come out. because you had a gift for them.
Yeah, that's the only way you got them to come out is you had to give them a restaurant, whoever was sponsoring the post-game show, you give them a restaurant credit or a piece of jewelry or something.
Yeah.
If you didn't have a gift. And, in fact, I had runners tell me the guy wants to know what the gift is before he would come out of the locker room to be on the post-game show.
Oh, man. I want to tell you, we had the first year we were out in Utah, and we've talked about how bad we were. But after the game, the game was over. Griff was playing with Utah.
Right.
And I waved at him. He came over, and we were on a break before we came into the post game. I said, Griff, will you come out? Will you come out? He goes, absolutely, I'll come out. Didn't ask for anything. And we talked quite a while. You remember those things because it was so damn hard to get a guy to come out.
Oh, no, but especially if you ask for one of the big stars.
And Griff was the star.
Yeah.
He came out.
If you were doing it and the home team, when we were doing it, the home team always got first choice. And so, like, you'd be doing a Laker game, and, you know, the home team would ask for Magic. Well, you knew not to ask for Kareem because there was no way in the world Kareem was coming out of the locker room. So, you asked for Worthy, and you usually got some backup point guard to come out.
Yeah, but they all got a gift. Now, I'm going to read about your former teammate, Kenny Anderson. Kenny Anderson and Ken Riley will join Paul Brown, Anthony Munoz, in the Cincinnati Bengals' inaugural Ring of Honor class, the team announced today.
Paul Brown's in there, too, I think.
Did I not?
Yeah,
I said Paul
Brown.
You
said.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay, sorry.
Pay attention, Nikki.
Sorry. Come on, Nikki. Wake up, man.
I'm going in and out over here. By the way, just quick broadcasting note. Kyle Tucker has been going right to voicemail, so I think his phone might be dead.
Okay. We'll get him back on.
We'll get him back on.
The Bengals season ticket holders selected Kenny Anderson and Riley from a ballot that featured 17 former players.
You told us about this months ago that when they said they were going to come out, and almost every team has this. I mean, the Broncos, their players ring the entire stadium with people that had their numbers retired or been elected to the Ring of Fame. I can't believe it's taken the Bengals this long. But you said initially that they decided that Paul Brown and Anthony Munoz were the first two.
Were automatic.
Yeah,
they weren't even up for vote.
No, they selected those two, and then that they said that the ticket holders would select the next two, and there were 17 people on the ballot.
17 former Bengals, and it goes on to say, as you were talking, Munoz and Paul Brown were selected by the team as the first two members of the class earlier than this year.
Right.
Then they filled around, and I'm sure every year they'll have some of these 17 guys that didn't make it, or 15 when you consider Riley and Ken Anderson. So that was a great honor.
Now, was Riley a defensive back?
Okay, great. I can't find here.
I think maybe he was a defensive back.
I think you're right. I think you're spot on. I think you're spot on. Well, let's welcome in our good friend Kyle Tucker of The Athletic, and he comes to us on the Kim Crawford Wine Celebrity Call-In Line. Kyle, welcome in, buddy.
Thanks for having me, guys.
I'll tell you what, we want to hear your take on what the heck's going on in this recruiting scenario this summer. In particular, what in the world's going on at the Peach Jam?
Well, there's a bunch of good players. There's also, I think there's one thing I'm keeping an eye on is I think there's been a bit of a rash of COVID at the Peach Jam. It seems like it's coming back around to get us again. These new variants, but hopefully that will stay at bay, and we're not in for another another nightmare a few months, but you know, I know there have been several top players there that got knocked out by it. Also, there's a bunch of high-level basketball going on. I'm actually not there. They have dramatically limited how much media is in the building. We had one reporter there for The Athletic, Seth Davis. But, you know, Calipari and his guys have been there monitoring, watching some of the top players in the country. A couple that, you know, worth mentioning that have really stood out that I think Kentucky is in great shape with. I would even say, you know, pole position to land. Two top 10 prospects, Shaedon Sharpe, who's the top shooting guard in the class, has been terrific there. Kind of a Malik Monk type of player who can just kind of go nuclear and score in bunches. He's looked really good there. And, again, Kentucky's in great shape there. They're the only school he's visited. And then Derek Lively, who kind of has rocketed onto the scene here in the last few months and is now a top 10 player. He actually plays with Jalen Duren, the guy everybody's buzzing about. But people are describing Derek Lively as the best defensive big man in the country. He's been blocking shots left and right and been really fun to watch in that regard. So potentially the best scorer and the best rim protector in the 2022 class. Kentucky's in really good shape with. And then there's obviously Jalen Duren, who you know, everybody's kind of on pins and needles there now that Kofi Coburn is off the table back to Illinois. If Kentucky's going to add anybody on the current roster, it would be Jalen Duren, the number one recruit in 22, who may and most likely will reclassify this fall and either take a pro route or go to Kentucky, Miami, or Memphis. Those are his three schools he's considering. So he's been down there as well, and you know, it's been interesting to hear some of the chatter about him. I think that there is a little bit of a consensus building that he's not necessarily a transcendent talent. You know, he's not a once in a generation type of guy, even though he's the number one player in this class. He just became the number one player because Imani Bates, who'd been kind of long anointed since he was in eighth grade basically as the top player in the class, has struggled a little bit. But I think one thing I would caution if Kentucky did get Jalen Duren is to maybe pump the brakes that he's just going to be this transcendent guy. I think he'd be a really good player, and you take him if you can get him because that's a huge PR win. Kind of announces that you're back as a recruiting power, which Calipari wants to do. But it has definitely been interesting to hear some of the feedback that's coming out of there about him as well.
Kyle, I thought that if it was true that Durant could make $1 million the first year out of high school going to the G League or one of these other leagues, I thought there wasn't much of a chance of him going to college. But then I see that the quarterback at Alabama has almost $1 million in name, image, and likeness funding. Maybe that means if Durant can come close to that, maybe it means he does go to college.
Yeah, and I think that's obviously what these places are selling. I mean, you go Miami, why would he go to Miami? One, it's a great city. Two, it's they have great tax laws, income tax laws there, which is why a lot of NBA people and NFL people want to be there. But also, you know, Miami's got boosters, famous boosters, sort of renegade boosters, but also now above board boosters who've said, you know, they've committed, I think one booster committed like $500,000 to give a chunk of money to every guy on the football team at Miami for license, you know, name, image, and likeness deals, just kind of across the board. You know, I'll sign all of them. And, you know, if you've got people willing to do that, and every program's got a billionaire or two or 20 backing them, yeah, you can put together, I would imagine, some pretty impressive deals. And if that's true, I'm a little skeptical, just by nature, I guess, of anything coaches say. But I'm a little skeptical about Nick putting that out there about a guy who hasn't even played a game. Because it's of great value for Nick Saban to say, well, our quarterback who hasn't even played a game has already got $1 million in deals.
Especially
that's obviously going to help you recruit.
Yeah, especially when he's talking to the Texas High School football coach. Coaches Association.
Yeah, exactly. And who's going to disprove him? I mean, there's not, these are going to be private matters. It's not like we're going to have we're not going to get a detailed accounting of all these guys' deals. you know, I'm a little skeptical of that. Although I'm sure that the starting, you know, five-star recruit starting quarterback at Alabama is going to be worth a bunch of money.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, is the number one recruit at Kentucky, you know, when the hype will be off the meter, if they get a guy like that on a team that's already going to be really good, is he worth, you know, well into the six figures? I mean, absolutely, I would think that that is the case. One way or the other, whether these are legitimate, like, national brands that want him to advertise, or they're just, you know, people who support Kentucky who want to, you know, now take this sort of totally legal, above-board approach to giving guys something, some incentive to come. I mean, and that's the thing about it. I've always thought I'm fine with that, you know, whether it was legal or wasn't legal. I always thought it was ridiculous that these schools make millions and millions and the NCAA makes billions and the players have to wait. They're, you know, they got to wait until after they're out of school to,
right,
to cash in on that. And nothing's guaranteed at the next level for any of those guys. So I love it for the players. I think it's going to be crazy and wild, wild west for the coaches and schools to manage. But I it's almost like a soap opera to me. I'm kind of looking forward to watching to see how it all shakes out. But yeah, to your point, yes, I do think that colleges are going to be, in Kentucky in particular, are going to have an opportunity to lure some guys into college that were leaning in recent years towards one of these pro options. One of the top five players in the country I talked to at a recruiting event a couple weeks ago, Keontae George, another guy Kentucky is recruiting. You know, he made the point basically that, like, nobody grows up wanting to play in the G League. It's like your childhood dream isn't like G League posters on your on your wall. You want to play college basketball on the pageantry and have those packed arenas and play in the NCAA tournament. Like, that's what you dream about, but you also want to get your money. And so you've had guys that would have loved to play college basketball go kind of toil in anonymity in the G League, now in this new overtime elite league, in the NBL over in Australia where nobody's watching them. And that's not what you dream of. And if you can get kind of the best of both worlds, I think there's a lot of guys that will take that now.
And we're going to let you go here, Kyle. We're up against a break, but we appreciate your input and follow Kyle in the Athletic, and he writes about college basketball, Kentucky in particular. Sounds like the Cats have done some good homework on players for the future, Kyle.
Yeah, I think they have a great handle on their 2022 class. I think they're feeling pretty good about it.
I have one more quick question, Kyle. I read about a guy who has just, and I can't remember his name. I'm sure you know it, in the 2022 class that is just skyrocketing up. He's like a 6'10", 6'11 kid that can stretch the floor and handles the ball real well. Do you know who I'm talking about?
You talking about Flip?
Yes, yes.
Kyle Filipowski.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a terrific player. I think a lot of people think that he is a Duke lean or has been for a while. He's already taken an official visit to Duke. He actually plays at the high school, the academy, where Winyon Gabriel played. His high school, despite some friction between Winyon and Cal in recent years, his high school coach is a big fan of Calipari in Kentucky, and you know, I think has told me that they have a legitimate chance. They've Kentucky offered him last or this week at the Peach Jam. He is a 6'10", 6'11 guy who can step out and shoot threes and is a good passer. You know, he's kind of the prototypical skilled modern big man. And Kentucky got on a big Zoom call, the whole staff with him and his coaches and his family, and apparently that went very well. I think he's one to watch as well. He's a fast riser. He's probably going to end up, you know, as a top 25 kid by the time it's all said and done. Probably a top 10 kid by the time it's all said and done. And Kentucky has tried to throw its hat in the ring for that one.
Kyle Tucker, we appreciate your time, man. Stay safe, and we'll get back to you and see what else has developed in all of this recruiting world.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Thanks, Kyle.
How about that? He covers this stuff and covers it well, knows those guys. He just boom, 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 answered your question.
Yep.
He knew your guy, Flip. I think Flip might be a little Polish descent. I'm not sure. Flipinowski or something like that.
Hey, now that you're jumping to conclusions about...
I bet he's a great bowler.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we know he's not a Paisan.
No, definitely not a Paisan.
What would you have in your dream house? The financing may not be as glamorous as a wraparound deck with a hot tub, but it can leave you set up for success or leave you frustrated. The folks at Stockton Mortgage can craft a mortgage that is exactly the right fit for you. Your dream home is just a mortgage away. Go to Stockton.com. What they say at Stockton is true. Find your home. They'll take care of the rest. NMLS number 8259, Equal Housing Lender.
It's baseball season. No matter how you watch the game, you'll win with Woodbridge by Robert Mondavi, the official wine of Major League Baseball. Get Woodbridge wine and open up a winner. It's got the smooth, fruit-forward flavors that have been a game day tradition for over 40 years. Shop, delivery, and pickup options at orderwoodbridge.com. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Please enjoy our wines responsibly. 2021 Woodbridge Winery, Ocampo, California.
What's new and exciting at most jewelry stores was new and exciting at Genesis Diamonds 4 or 5 years ago.
Our designers are way ahead of the design curve.
Wendy Canavan, Vice President of Genesis, where they have been selected by the most discriminating and most prestigious designers in America.
Not everybody can carry these designers. They're exclusive to Genesis Diamonds because these designers wanted to put them in the very best store they could, and they selected Genesis.
We're talking the best of the best. World-class names like Tacori, Viraggio, Henry Dossi, Simon G, Jeff Cooper, and dozens more.
The designers don't want the rings in every jewelry store in America. They only want them in stores that are as picky about quality and customer service as they are.
So don't settle for a knockoff mass-produced ring. Get the ring she really wants, only at Genesis.
This is the only thing she's going to wear for the rest of her life. Don't you want it to be the best?
Genesis Diamonds, best selection, highest quality, unbeatable value, guaranteed. Shelbyville Road Plaza next to Trader Joe's.
Here's what you missed on the Bob Valvano Show.
Jason Anderson sent this to me yesterday. He said, you guys would love who the Royals have drafted so far. Frank Mazzucato.
Oh, I'm loving her with a good start.
Shane Panzini. Anthony Simonelli. And Eric Sarantola.
But they hit the grand slam. They're 4 for 4.
That's what I'm saying. I said, my God, the cold cuts in the clubhouse are about to be absolutely elite. And he replied, effing elite. Yes, indeed.
Weekdays, noon to 3, only on ESPN 680.
Oh, Ship! I need to get this package downtown by noon.
Don't worry! There's a brand new on-demand delivery service by Z-Trip. It's Z-Shipping.
Are you shipping me?
No, we're shipping your packages.
For the quickest, affordable, on-demand courier service, visit zshipping.com. Zshipping.com. Let Z-Ship help you with your delivery needs. That's zshipping.com.
It's Andy Sweeney, and you're listening to ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Time now for a Kentuckiana Sports Center update.
Good afternoon. I'm Nick Valvano, and this Sports Center update is brought to you by Geico of Louisville, online at geico.com/Louisville. It's ACC Media Days, and the Diener Show came to you live from Charlotte. They caught up with U of L head coach Scott Satterfield this morning. One topic covered. Sat, are we going to have a spring game this year?
We want to be a part of that. And so, yeah, I think next year we'll get a date, and you know, they'll be able to televise our spring game, and then we'll get some people out and watch us. That'll be fun.
Full interview can be found on the podcast center, ESPNLouisville.com, SoundCloud, and on iTunes. A reminder, we will take Scott Satterfield's ACC Media Day coverage, conference, press conference on all ESPN Louisville sticks, 680-1057, as well as 93.9 The Ville today, coming up at noon on the Diamond. Rough day for the locals. Mets, they top the Reds 7-0. The Gas Bags, they fall to Uncle Pun's band 21-19. And the Bats, they fall in a doubleheader to Memphis. More Stockton Mortgage Sports Talk next.
The only station in town talking Cards, Cats, and Hoosiers. We're ESPN 680 and 105.7.
ESPN Louisville is your home again this year for Tyler Mountain Water's coverage of Reds baseball. Our next broadcast is tomorrow at 7 o'clock as the Reds take on the Cardinals. And it's right here on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So wrong's enough that both are faded love, and that's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band.
You're locked on Stockton Mortgage Sports Talk with Dan Issel and Mike Pratt, right here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now here's Dan and Mike.
And welcome back to Sports Talk with Mike Pratt and Dan Issel on ESPN Louisville, presented by Stockton Mortgage. Michael, let me tell you about my friends at Berno's Pizza. Sherry and I had Berno's last weekend. I'm sure we'll have it again.
With mustard. With mustard.
Just a drizzle.
Okay.
You know, you don't have to.
Oh, I love mustard.
Wait. What?
Oh, yeah.
Pizza and mustard?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the best.
I'm gonna have to try this.
Yes. Now, don't load it down.
Just like a little drizzle.
Yeah, a little drizzle. Just a little on top of it, and you know what they do? They don't. It's not. I get sausage and pepperoni and banana pepper, and so we opened up the box and Sherry said, "Oh, this is wrong." Because it was just the cheese, and you saw some banana pepper, but it's in the it's like a deep dish pizza.
Oh, you like the deep dish?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
It's not on top. Okay. Like I mean, it's terrific. Anyway. There are 13 area locations in Kentuckiana. It's my favorite spot to watch the games. Great food, great drink, great people, great mustard. Berno's has you covered for lunch or dinner. All Berno's now delivering alcohol, carry out, and delivery to your home. Support your local businesses. Berno's now hiring all positions. Yeah, it's that good. Berno's Pizza.
Well, Nikki, Dan had to be a wise guy about that, okay? So now he's got to be called Dr. Mustard.
Dr. Mustard? I kind of like that. Colonel Mustard. Isn't that
the guy in Clue?
Yeah, in
the
Clue.
Game of
yeah.
Clue, Colonel Mustard.
Colonel Mustard.
Hey, I had a question for you, Michael. I was listening to this station, and they were talking about upcoming games, Cincinnati Red games.
Oh, here we go.
And I saw Saturday. They are going to present to the first 15,000 people a pair of red socks. So what are they going to do with all those extra socks when 8,000 people show up? They're going to have socks coming out of their ears.
That's a guy that his favorite team can't hit 217 and they make a lot of errors. Although
taking shots.
Yeah, I mean, come on now. Come on now.
They need Javi Baez to do some work for
yes.
me. He's on my fantasy team. So.
Yeah.
He's on your fantasy
Javi
team.
Javi stood up yeah. there last night.
Javi's on his fantasy team,
yeah.
too.
He took a couple third strikes,
he's
man.
He's living in a fantasy. It's going to say, what is today, the 22nd? So we only got 9 days till the trade deadline.
Yeah, the rumors will start flying this weekend.
I would imagine, and nobody cares about the Cubs, but except me. But
Jack Grossman.
Yeah.
Diehard
well,
Cubs
that's
fan.
Right. That's right. Green is a Cub fan. But I would guess out of Rizzo, Bryant, Baez, all going to be free agents at the end of the year, and Kimbrel. Although he got beat last night, he's pretty good. I would guess out of that foursome, at least two of them are gone by the end of the month.
Yeah, I think.
Well, they did Rizzo dirty, man. I mean, they did my pies on. Well, I mean, Jack was telling me that he tried to come back and get it. You know, he offered them. He's like, hey, well, I'll take a team-friendly deal. And they just lowballed the hell out of him. He was like, whoa. You know, I didn't say that low now.
Well, something's
not that friendly.
Something's bothering him because he's having a terrible year. Well, I mean, Bryant's all right. Kimball's having a great year. But Baez and Rizzo both are. They're just terrible.
When do the Steelers and the Cowboys play? Is it this weekend? When they're the first. They're in training camp, both the Steelers and the Cowboys, and they have a play. I think they're playing in the Hall of Fame game.
Yeah, that's always the first game, but it's not this weekend.
Okay,
it's
the next weekend then. It's the
well,
last
I'm
weekend.
Not. It yeah. might yeah. be this weekend. No, that seems no, like it's awful
I don't
early.
Think they've been. Yeah, I don't think they've been in camp.
Yeah, August 5th. August 5th.
August
5th. So we got a yeah.
You talk weeks. About it. Somebody that
is that a Thursday night, Nikki?
That is a Thursday.
Thursday night.
It's messing me up because NBA just ended. So to be talking, you know, NFL preseason, just like it still seems very fresh.
And they'll start after that. They'll come like left and right and up and down. There'll be a gazillion exhibition games, right? Yeah.
Now there's only three this year, right?
But they're all on TV. Each team plays three.
Is this the year they go to 17 regular season games?
Yes.
So they only play three exhibition.
Right.
They ought to play one.
That would be probably the smartest thing, no question. And particularly basketball's cut back, but you know, two exhibition basketball games is enough. If you're in training camp,
when they played four. None of the starters played in the fourth game anyway, so why have it? I mean, unless you're just trying to look at people who's going to make the team or not, but you can do that in exhibition number three.
All right, before we go, we've got to talk about this name, image, and likeness. We've had another strike in that regard as far as somebody who is going to hit a home run here. And you and I have talked about, does name, image, and likeness trickle down to the high school kid?
Yeah, and it has to. I mean, if somebody wants to go fight it, I think they win easy.
Well, they've already won one battle. A young fellow by the name of explosive scoring guard, according to this report, Mikey Williams. He won't be eligible for the NBA draft till 2024. And has nearly 2 years to decide college.
He's just starting his junior year.
Yeah, he signed with a group called Excel Sports to represent him. Okay, now
in junior in high school.
Yeah, that's where I'm going. He's got more than 5 million followers across multiple platforms. He's now become the first prep basketball star to sign with a major sport agency. Now,
5 million.
And you did the math on that.
Well,
On what it's worth to him.
Yeah. That's some, I don't know who, but I guess it's a legitimate number. Somebody has calculated that on social media, these followers are worth 8 cents to advertisers. If he's got over 5 million followers, that's $400,000, Michael.
Yeah, if that number's right. Yeah.
If 8 cents is right and he's got over 5 million, that's 400,000.
He's a San Diego native, will attend Lake Norman Christian in Huntersville, North Carolina, which is probably 25 minutes.
Would that be out of his district in San Diego?
I think he's got the family moved. The aunt or the uncle is living up there. But that's like 25 minutes from Charlotte, okay? He's going to play at the Vertical Academy. How about that one? And he is the number 7 overall prospect in the class of 2023.
And he has signed with an agency.
Yep. He has signed with an agency, and it'll be interesting because if he's number 7, there's 6 ahead of him, as last I knew about how the numbers work. What are they going to do?
Well, how many followers will they have? When we were talking about Reed Shepard, and he's just going to be a junior too.
Yep.
I was saying he could easily get up 100,000 followers. I must be way low. How does a junior in high school get 5 million followers?
You know what? The representative from Excel Sports Management, here's what he says. Mikey's relevance around his peers in the basketball community is off the charts. He's one of the most relevant personalities in the basketball community. His digital and social following speak for themselves.
Wow.
Amazing, isn't it?
That is amazing. That is really amazing.
And to think that I think you would concur with this, we've just seen the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, sure.
Now.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And the deals really haven't They haven't.
But this is a big one.
That is huge.
Yeah, and the gals from Fresno State.
Yeah, but it'll. Everybody thought it would just on the night of July 1st that it would just pour in, and that hasn't been the case. But I think you're going to see more and more of these kinds of deals as we go down the road.
The COVID thing at the Peach Jam concerns me with all these young players. One whole team was, I think it was under 16 or whatever that classification is called. Just they had to quarantine or send them home. Yeah. Just walk away.
Yeah. It's and it seems like, and I know that there are thousands of athletes there, so one or two here and there probably isn't a big deal, but it seems like every day somebody else or somebody's else comes up with COVID in the Olympic Village, so you wonder how long they're going to be able to keep that under wraps. But I guess it starts, although there have been some events that have already taken place. The girls' soccer team got beat 3-0.
Which was a huge upset.
Yeah. Well, they hadn't lost
3-0. Dan, in soccer, nil is zero.
Just really?
Saying. I never knew that. Soccer people are going to get mad at you.
Oh, 3-0?
3-0, yeah.
3-0,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
You got to get the vernacular right.
I'm sorry. 3-0, right. You're absolutely right. And somebody pitched to somebody, didn't they?
No. Somebody pitched to somebody?
Yeah, I heard them say they played the game and pitched.
Oh, no, I don't know anything about that.
Come on, Nicky. Come on, Nicky.
But with the pitch, you mean like where? Oh, I see what he did there. I see. Yeah, they play on the pitch. No, don't get me started on soccer terms. Like,
wait a second. You're the one who started it.
I couldn't help it.
You made fun of me, so you started it.
The pitch, training. Why do they call it training? Just call it practice. I'm sorry.
What do they call?
Love
why
soccer.
Do they call it training. Pitch? Where did the pitch come from?
That's the name of the field.
What I'm asking is where did it come from?
That's a good question. I don't know, but because the cricket is technically called a pitch too, right?
I don't know.
They call it the cricket pitch and the soccer or football pitch, I guess. But yeah, are those the only football's a field, basketball's a court, hockey's a rink. Baseball's a diamond. Is anything else called a pitch?
Where are you going with this?
I don't know. This is a stream of consciousness that I probably should keep in my head. But yeah, I'm trying to figure it out. Text it in for the text line 437-9680. Where did pitch come from?
But anyway, to get back what you were talking about, yes, it is scary where COVID's going.
Yeah, a texter sends in, interaction on social media is more important than people can buy followers. People can buy followers. Did you know that, Nikki?
Yeah, yeah.
Why would you want to buy followers?
Build up your base.
Yeah,
right?
Build up your base. I want to. How do I sell myself as someone that's worth buying, though? I want to be a follower that gets bought. I mean, I follow enough stupid accounts on Twitter anyway of like dogs and. I follow one
thing that would help is if you could eat more than 6 hot dogs in a hot dog eating contest.
That wound's a little fresh still, Dan, but thank you.
That would help.
Double digits. People only follow.
Pitches for soccer, Nikki.
Yeah, so soccer pitch, cricket pitch, but
we
like, is anything
that.
Else?
What
yeah,
we
is anything
know
else?
Is
yeah,
why?
Texter, come on. Yeah,
come on, Texter.
Why is it a pitch?
Why is it called a pitch?
Yeah. Yeah, I always thought that was 3-2, bottom of the ninth.
Exactly.
Trying to hold a run, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So, we have not seen the last of this name, image, and likeness by any stretch of the imagination. And if we can put together something for you in a hot dog eating contest pitch.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what you did there.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, it was good to visit with Kyle Tucker, and it was really good to visit with Roger Harden.
Roger was great.
Yeah, that was
hilarious. we were talking about everything from wife beaters to the Nuggets to paper boys and weed.
I think he might have gone a little far with the white beaters t-shirt.
Well, that's what they were, and we had Terry Clough.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know what they were. I prefer to call them
terminology.
Grandpa T-shirts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Instead of coming up around your neck, you just had the straps, the grandpa T-shirts. Okay.
They're very popular with Italians. We have a term for them, but I'm not going to say it on the air. I'll tell you off the air.
You go down to the corner cafe for a little juice, and you wear your T-shirt.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. It has a certain name. I don't want to say it on the air. I'll get yelled at.
Well, Dan, we'll be back tomorrow. Hope everybody listening will join us. We've got a great guest, as we know right now, may have two. Greg Gurley, the analyst for Kansas basketball.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that because you're going to ask him to get me a ticket.
Funny guy.
When Kentucky plays in Lawrence. Yeah,
we're going to make sure you see that, brother.
I want to go. I've never been to the Fog.
The Fog, P-H-O-G.
Never been to the Fog.
We'll see everybody tomorrow.
Looking for your next opportunity in the workforce? Look no further. UPS Jobs Kentucky is now hiring at upsjobsky.com. Right now, we are offering up to $18.50 an hour. You may even be eligible for a program that helps you graduate college completely debt-free and could also include a $325 a month living allowance paid directly to you. Follow us at UPS Jobs Kentucky and apply today at upsjobsky.com.
There's nothing more important than a child's health. That's why Body Armor Sports Drink is proud to partner with Walmart and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, raising funds for 156 children hospitals across the U.S. Children's hospitals are on the front lines when it comes to protecting the health of our future generations, but they are not alone. Please join Body Armor Sports Drink to support the cause. Together, when we change kids' health, we change the future. Go to ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org to donate and learn more. That's ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org.
GE Appliances is hiring full-time for all shifts. Join our manufacturing team and make up to $660 per week. Apply today at MakeItAtThePark.com. Make a difference. Make it at GE Appliance Park.
Head over to the GE Appliances Podcast Center on ESPNLouisville.com.